Welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Sinti. It's a sunny day in Johannesburg, and today in the studio I've got a lovely lady. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thanks. And yourself?
I'm great as usual. Please introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Matsepo Mueng. I'm a brand ambassador for Brand Your Core.
That's basically it. What interests me about you when I was reading through the bio was that you have been a micro-influencer on specifically two accounts.
Yes.
It was so marvelous and so interesting. You thought, let me do this again.
Yes. It's become more like an addiction.
Okay, a good one. I'm addicted to coffee, so I understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes, because every single time when you see your car, you feel like, okay, my car feels naked. It needs to be branded.
It needs to be branded.
And I do not know the color of my car anymore.
What car do you drive?
It's a Renault.
And what color is it? Or what color was it?
It was white.
Okay. Now it's called Rainbow.
Yeah.
All right. Take me through the Namakwa Wines campaign. How long did it run for?
I did the Namakwa wine twice.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Twice. So the first time it ran for over a year.
Okay.
And then the second time as well, it was over a year. It was a great experience.
All right. Yeah. I can see it's written all over your face. And what was the takeout from those campaigns? What really did you want to achieve as Namakwa Wines? Because you've become a representative.
Yes.
So, yeah.
First of all, I didn't know about Namakwa Wines until I became the brand ambassador for Namakwa Wines.
Okay.
And a lot of people, we noticed that they didn't know what it was. First of all, they thought it was water. Bonacqua instead of Namakwa.
So there is that disparity and that confusion in the market.
So we had I had to educate my mother as well, because she thought, she doesn't drink, so she thought it was just water.
Water, yeah.
And I said,
and then
no,
you
this
come
is
home
actually
holding
wine.
Boxes of wine and, like, okay, and bottles of wine.
Yes. So it was quite an experience, you know, hearing people not knowing what Namakwa was.
All right, take me through, how were you then empowered? Because I don't think you were just picked off the street and they're like, oh, we love your smile, please represent us. How did you get to that process?
Well, it could have been the smile as well.
Maybe for starters, what made you make the decision to want to be an influencer on that campaign?
First of all, I actually liked the challenge because, as I said, I didn't know what Namakwa was.
Okay.
First of all.
Alright.
And they did put us through training.
Okay.
Intensive training as to what exactly where it comes from, Namakwa, it's from Stellenbosch.
The story of how it gets to your table.
Yes.
That's quite interesting.
So
we
had to learn before we were able to influence people to buy Namakwa.
All right, and how long was the training process?
It was a day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a day.
A full intensive.
Yeah.
I've been in one of those sessions.
Yeah.
But of course, when you're discussing something interesting like a wine, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What's your favorite variety of wine?
I like the sweet
rosé.
Yeah, sweet. The white. No. Sweet white wine,
anything
sweet is perfect for me.
All right.
But I exclusively like the champagne.
Oh,
the champagne was marvelous.
And it's always important to pop it when you're celebrating all of
exactly.
those little life moments and milestones.
Yes,
okay. And how were you sharing your experiences with that champagne and the whole brand as a whole within your community?
Well, when they used to give us samples, we used to just dish them out.
Oh, you get samples?
Yes, we used to get samples. We used to get samples. So that's how then we let them taste the wines and different.
So were you like, where do you live? Where were you conducting this?
Mostly in Soweto.
Okay.
Because a lot of people in Soweto were not aware of Namako, as I said, with
they thought it was water.
Yeah, they thought
it was water. It's so amazing how we make assumptions.
Yes.
Because if you say Namako, people would assume everybody knows what it is.
Mm.
But, well, there would be a huge gap in the market in terms of knowledge,
correct,
which is where you come in.
Correct.
Okay, so how did you do this? Did you do like a wine day, a wine tasting session, or what?
Well, depending on the day, I would just pop around, you know, if there's a party.
Ah.
Pop around there.
Okay, because you already have a captive audience already.
Yes,
okay.
Dish them out. And,
samplers. Yeah. What was the most weird question that you got? Besides being asked if you don't have water. Okay, that
that's the weird. Me. Yeah, that was the top one. Because I was like, okay, there's a difference. A B and an N.
Okay.
So that was the main one. And, that was the one that I could remember.
Yeah, I think that would top my list too. and the people in your family, is your mother converted now?
No, she's not a drinker.
Okay.
She's a supplier. So if I give her the boxes, she supplies to whoever.
That's a nice supply chain.
Yeah.
Okay, and your friend?
Yeah, my friends and family. Yeah, some of my family members do drink Namakwa.
Okay.
Now they've converted to Namakwa because it's not overpowering. It's sweet but delicious.
Alright.
I don't know how to explain.
No. You don't have to. I can see it. I'm hoping my listeners at all can see it in pots too. Alright. And do you find that you also were empowered with information that you didn't have before?
Yes.
Before product, you said, and influence.
Yeah. Namakwa is more, it's exclusive.
Alright.
I didn't think it was before.
Okay.
But it is definitely one of those brands where they should be up there. It should be up there.
Also, it's very aspirational.
If
somebody... Okay, because I can picture you rocking up to a party and you've got the boxes. Because the boxes are nicely branded.
Exactly.
And you've got the bottles and you...
Popping champagne.
Looking good, great accent. And everybody's thinking, you know what? When I grow up, though they are grown, I want to be like that.
I felt like a celeb, you know?
You
know, with bottles of, you know, popping champagne.
Like those rap videos that we see on TV.
Yes, you felt like that.
Do you have an entourage of sorts?
Well, the only entourage I had was my husband, actually.
My husband. So does he buy you a lot of bottles of champagne?
Yes.
Occasionally or almost.
As I said, it's one of those exclusive brands now.
Okay.
So
very special.
Yes.
All right. And how does it compare in terms of pricing with other brands available in the market? Because now you clearly said quality is way above the rest.
For the taste range, it's very affordable.
Okay.
There is
a huge range anyway.
There is a lot of like your red wines as well.
All right.
For people who have problems, heart problems, etc., or health freaks.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. There is red wine.
That's a new one for me as well today. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yummy.
I'm a mellow person, so if you give me a mellow and a South African steak, I'm a happy chef.
Yummy.
All right. So you were done with that, and you were like, "What? I'm not hanging my. What do you hang when you're retiring from influencing a wine? Your throat? You can't say gloves, I guess.
My boxes.
Your boxes. Okay. When you hung there, you then how did you transition to making a decision into going onto the budget insurance campaign?
Well, you see, when you're a brand ambassador, they select the type of brand that would be suitable for your car, basically.
Oh,
the
car
range.
Your car and your personality, I guess.
Yes, as well.
It's not like there you can speak, you can drink, you can do this, go ahead. All
right.
Okay.
So depending on the car range and your personality,
all right,
you get chosen to be a brand ambassador for a specific client.
Right, budget is in a space that is cluttered.
Yes.
I think every other second building has got four insurers,
correct,
and every financial services, people that come in different forms and shapes. Would you say being an influencer was effective in terms of getting word out, number one, on what they do?
Yes. Can I give you an example?
Please go ahead.
With regarding budget, I don't know if strange things are attracted to me. I don't know why. Because I was asked the question, because you're a budget ambassador.
Yeah.
I would like for budget to be my insurance in terms of my panel beating company,
panel beater company.
I was like, who? Okay, I've never heard of such. Like,
all right, yeah.
Budget has to be the main insurer for their panel beating company.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But what sort of problems do you see in that space? I'll give you a bit of background. I'm coming at this from, this is one of those grudge buys that a lot of us have, especially in the African continent.
Yeah, yeah.
In Europe and up north, everybody has insurance and all of this as part of their everyday lives.
Yeah.
But we don't seem to, we only do it because we have to.
Mm.
Did you find that that was a problem as well, trying to shift mindsets? Because for starters, people will say, you know what, I don't trust those guys.
Yes.
There is a huge trust issue and trust deficit in the financial service.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's not easy because of a lot of people are more stagnant as to they prefer this type of insurance company than that.
Okay.
So by
and what is driving that decision? Is it because
it's pricing
is huge?
Yeah,
okay.
Pricing as well and the benefits, you
okay.
know, in terms of you get a cashback of this much money.
Okay, and I'm assuming that's a huge seller.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So, but I've spoken to a few people and, well, hopefully they have converted.
Yeah.
That this is the best insurance company to be under.
To work with. Okay.
Yeah.
Based on the different things that they might want to pick out.
Correct.
Okay, and how long, is this still ongoing?
It's run its course.
Okay.
I just got an email now. They have to remove it. It's
all right.
Almost a year as well.
Okay.
Almost
so for a year, your car has been branded with those beautiful copper colors. Yeah.
Yes.
what next for you?
Crossing fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but I'm crossing my fingers that it's something exciting.
All right. Well, what should be your ideal brand to work with next?
I actually prefer Namekwa.
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 Can you redo, sort of, loosely speaking, can you redo a brand, re-influence?
Well, I, as I said, I've done Namekwa twice.
Namekwa twice, yeah.
So, third time lucky, probably.
Right.
I don't know, but it depends, as I said.
Okay.
Mm.
And what sort of other benefits have you been deriving from being a part of a program? Besides a huge and in-depth product knowledge.
Yeah, well, in terms of influencing people as well,
yes.
Like, it's a great joy for people to ask you, what do you do? Why do you have your car branded like that?
All right.
Are you
so that
work
car,
for this company?
That car, without you saying anything, activates the conversation.
Yes.
and the coaching. So it's a very effective tool, you
correct.
Would say.
Great.
All right, and obviously you then go onto celebrity status when you step there and start answering questions.
Yeah, you know, with the signing autographs, you know, it comes with the turf.
Yeah. And with budget insurance, what would you say were the weirdest of questions that you got besides the trust issue? Because I can almost bet my last brand that the first or one of the first questions is, can I trust you guys? What else came out of that campaign?
The panel beating.
Okay.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
And it was mostly the affordability.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like.
So most people are worried about price.
Yeah, the pricing and
right.
as you said, with regarding surety. If this,
okay.
if I were to be involved in a car accident.
Am I gonna get covered?
mostly those are the questions that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then your interface with the client, what sort of feedback are you giving back to client? Because you're giving me feedback that I could easily give back to client so that they can rationalize their product.
Well, it's for them, it's more like an eye opener as to what people are thinking out there, you
know, all right.
in terms of their marketing.
Okay.
And I don't know how else to put it, but it's
so much easier to sit in a boardroom and create a product and say, you know what, there is demand.
Correct.
My question is always, what is the market size? If we can't quantify it, then we shouldn't even tailor it to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess your feedback then helps them to tailor that product to.
Yes. So on a month to month, we do inform them. Okay, this is the questions that we are getting,
that you need to address strategically and from a marketing perspective. Would you say influencer marketing works?
Correct. It does work.
It does work. It does 100%. Work. Would you advise people like me who love a mellow, a cheap mellow, but great quality to join up, sign up and become a micro influencer as well?
I would definitely say yes.
Okay.
It's an experience. It's an awesome experience of getting to hear people's questions, crazy questions.
All right.
It's a startup in terms of communication tool.
Okay, so it activates that conversation.
Yeah, and well, it also pays. So hey, why not?
And I guess also the one plus is you're already speaking to people that trust you, that know you, so your word becomes their bond, and it makes it easier for them to then immediately say, you know what, let me consider drinking an Amalfa wine, let me consider a product from budget. So I think it would be nice for you. When do you take off the stickers for the new campaign?
Well, I got an email today, guys.
All right.
So it's going to be next week, Thursday.
Okay.
Budget is off.
All right. Yeah. Do us a huge favor. As they take them off, please take selfies and other pictures. And
I
send
always
them through
do.
To
and I cry all the time.
I think I will give you my email address and then you can send them through, because we would also like to be able to celebrate what you've done.
Okay.
And also be able to proliferate that brand messaging for the two brands you work in. Yeah.
Yes.
But thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you on the next campaign.
Crossing my fingers, Cindy.
All right. Okay. Cindy, so what we'll do now is we'll go out to the little photo booth and we'll take a picture so that people can see what I've got a face for radio. So, but you've got a
face. I have a face for radio as well.
So that people can see who we are and they can relate to what we are talking about.
Yes.
But thank you so much for coming, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
I will get your husband's details and ask him to, number one, sign up with budget, number two, keep buying you those champagne.
Well, he's also on as well. So.
Oh, that's even more interesting. But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
All right.